California, and more specifically, the Bay Area, is a hotspot for environmentalism. The Bay Area is a proud host to many renewable energy companies, as well as many local and national conservation groups. Renewable energy and conservation biology are both working towards similar goals, mainly protecting our natural resources for future generations. Although they work towards similar goals, at times these two groups can clash, forcing each other into a critical conversation. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at how wind farms and bird conservation groups are trying to work with one another for the common good. Welcome to Bay Birds. On August 9th this year, Governor Jerry Brown signed into law a mandate requiring the state of California to receive one-third of its power from renewable energy, such as solar and wind. Both solar and wind technologies have been around for a while now, but implementation of these infrastructures on a large-scale basis has been relatively sparse. California claims one of the nation's pioneer wind farms still in operation today, the Altamont Pass Wind Farm located near Livermore. Commissioned in 1981, the Altamont Pass Wind Farm was built in response to the energy crisis of the 1970s. Then oil-producing nations cut exports to the United States, drastically reducing supplies to force prices upwards. Producing power from local and renewable sources looked like an attractive option. Wind turbines, a fairly old technology similar to that of windmills, were enlisted to help decrease the cost of energy. The Altamont Pass Wind Farm contains more than 4,000 turbines, mostly small to intermediate sized. These turbines, while producing energy from a renewable source, pose a big problem for some of our feathered friends. Surveys conducted by field biologists found that about 2,000 raptors are killed every year by the turbines at Altamont Pass. The rolling grassland hills surrounding the Altamont Pass wind farm are home to one of the highest densities of nesting golden eagles in the United States. The golden eagle, in particular, is one of the hardest hit species. Turbines have killed an average of 67 golden eagles annually over the last 30 years. This figure may seem small compared to the total number of raptors killed, but when put in a reproductive perspective, they are devastating. It takes 167 nesting pairs just to keep the local golden eagle population stable. Unfortunately, there are only 60 local pairs. The population is being largely supported by the immigration of golden eagles from other locales. Golden eagles and many other raptors affected by wind turbines are protected under such laws as the Migratory Bird Act, the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, and the Endangered Species Act. Despite this, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service tolerates a limited number of eagle deaths caused by wind turbines. Incidental deaths, for example, can be mitigated by efforts to decrease the raptor's mortality rate. These include replacing older and smaller turbines with larger, more bird-safe machines, as well as removing turbines from the path of hunting raptors. Turning off turbines altogether during peak bird migration is another step. Although these mitigation efforts have been successful at some wind farms, one Bay Area energy company does not think they're adequate. San Francisco-based Pattern Energy Group, LP, decided to scrap a 2,000-acre wind farm project in Winters, California because of its potential impacts on local bird populations. The proposed wind farm would have created 200 construction jobs and, when completed, would power over 44,000 homes. The wind farm's development was shut down because the mitigation efforts didn't meet Pattern Energy's own standards of acceptable bird mortality. Recent raptor mortality research and the call for large-scale renewable energy sources force us to ponder some key questions. What do we value more, our wildlife or renewable energy? How many, if any, raptor deaths are too many? And is there any way to help these struggling raptor populations while still producing cheap, green energy? If you want to catch a glimpse of the magnificently powerful predators that are at the center of this discussion, head out to the Del Valle Regional Park just south of Livermore. That's it for this week's edition of Baybirds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from the Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.